HQM-FM Vancouver.
An iHeartRadio station.
Home of the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 10. Today's best variety. Move 1035.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig.
If you want my future, forget my past. If you want
it's all around.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get
This is really cool, and the first, at least I've ever heard of a restaurant concept like this, opening in Vancouver October the 9th. It's a restaurant that's going to be called Subject to Change, and every single week will be a different chef. And the first week is Chef Mark Singson of Vancouver, who was the runner-up on season 6 of Top Chef.
I moved to Vancouver from Philippines when I was 7.
Coming from the Philippines, it was difficult to adjust. It was cold.
I did not go to culinary school because my mom told me not to.
So Mark has got the first several days. It's Subject to Change, and the idea is that it'll be a 5-course menu. It'll be done through the lens of that chef's particular cooking style and, you know, where, you know, the type of food that they normally do. And it's a very small, intimate space. It's about 18 seats, and it's sold out. And then the following week, it's a different chef, Darren Gee, who is also, Darren Gee got his start at Farmer's Apprentice. I believe Mark Singson is one of the people behind Annalena.
Ooh, wow, the heavyweights.
So these are like big restaurants in the city, and there's top people coming and doing like a week, like a guest spot at Subject to Change.
Wasn't this very, very similar to the one of the plots in season 3 of The Bear, where Carmi, if you don't know the show, it's a guy running a fine dining restaurant in Chicago. He inherited the restaurant from his late brother. I believe one of the plots this past season was Carmi wanting to do a completely different menu every single day.
Oh, my gosh.
Every single day. Every single different menu, same chef, but a completely different menu every day.
Mm-hmm.
It feels similar.
Similar. Yeah. But these are rotating chefs that I guess they'll bring in their people, their stuff, but it'll change. And that, you know, like, so I went online, to see if you could book a spot, and there's just wait for the first week. There's a waiting list already. And I'm like, how do people know about this stuff so quickly?
How do you know about it? I was going to ask that.
I can't remember where I saw it. I saw it somewhere.
That's so cool, Matt.
Yeah. I don't know. But then I thought, like, oh, I'm getting in on this quick.
Yes.
And then I'm like, oh, no, of course.
No, too late.
Too late.
Too late.
You better book ahead for next week or next month.
So it's it's just a tiny little spot. But, like, if you're really into food or just even the experience of, you know, just something different.
I wish I loved restaurants more. I love going to restaurants and I love eating and I love eating out, but I'm not like there's different levels to loving restaurants, and I just go to restaurants and order food and enjoy the food.
Yeah,
that is a different level than what you're talking about here. Like I've never eaten at the, I'm sure they're great. I've never eaten at Annalena. I've never eaten at the Farmer's Apprentice.
Yeah.
And, you know, I keep thinking like maybe one day I'll discover the joy that is eating at all of these restaurants and know in advance what they are and where to go and when and what's hot and what's now. Yeah, I just go to whatever's easy.
Well, I think that's fine too. I mean, I think, you know, for me, sometimes it's about the space almost more than the food. Mm. Like it's the vibe of a place more than like, and no offense to the chefs because the food is always great and stuff like that. But I kind of get it. Like sometimes it's about sort of the space and just sort of being out. But if you have young kids,
yes,
that makes it hard because they don't want high foods and coolies. They want, you know,
chicken nuggets.
They want chicken nuggets.
Where can I get the nuggies?
Don't miss the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. Move 103.5.
She's blood, flesh and bone. Now types of silicone. She's touch, smell, sight, taste, and sound. But somehow I can't believe that anything should happen. I know where I belong, and nothing's gonna happen.
Tim's Rewards Points? Two times the Tim's Rewards Points. Use Scan and Pay on the Tim's app from now until September 30th to earn two times the points. Pay, earn, and redeem all with one scan. Only on the Tim's app. Canada only, limited time only. Terms apply. See app for details.
Have you ever asked how much will retirement cost or how will I pay for it? The Fisher Investments Guide to Retirement Income will help answer those questions. Now available online in audio format, learn ways to position your portfolio for retirement using key investing strategies like asset allocation or strategically selling stocks. We'll share ways to generate income for a comfortable retirement. For investors with a portfolio of $500,000 or more, go to FisherRadioGuide.com to download and listen today. That's FisherRadioGuide.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Get amazing deals on Nexen and other top tire brands at tiresandco.ca. Enjoy discounted prices, quick delivery, and partner installation options. Plus, save up to $50 on Nexen consumer rebates with Tires and Co. Visit tiresandco.ca today.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI, on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell, smartphones just got better.
The explosive drama starring Rob Lowe.
This is just the opening act. This city needs you.
Get into a new episode of 911 Lone Star, Monday at 8, 9 Mountain on CTV.
Fight the snack attack. Subway's new snackwiches are here, and they're just $4.
$4? I might have $4 in my purse.
Great! And they come on 4-inch ciabatta buns.
There's gotta be $4 in my kid's piggy bank.
Get a couple snackwiches, like the honey mustard ham or BLT.
Wait, Jake owes me $4. What time is it?
3 p.m.
Snack time!
Snackwich time. Fight snack attacks with Subway's new snackwiches. Price and participation may vary. Check your app for pricing.
Oh, I just found $4 in the sidewalk!
Oh, yeah!
At Fountain Tire, we love jingles. Get up to 25% off select tires.
Until October 19th.
Plus a bonus $50 off any service of $150.
Restrictions apply.
For book online today. Fountain Tire. We're on this road together.
Walmart is the number one place to save on groceries. Get a 375-gram pack of Mitchell's Bacon for only $3.97, down from $7.97. That's $4 in savings. On now for a limited time.
The Vancouver Symphony Orchestra invites you to join them for the vibrant and moving Disney Pixar's Coco live in concert. Watch the movie on the big screen as the orchestra plays the Oscar-winning score live to picture. Tonight and tomorrow at the Orpheum, part of Movie Nights presented by TELUS. Tickets on sale now at VancouverSymphony.ca. That's VancouverSymphony.ca.
After a relaxing day of checking off my fall to-do list at London Drugs, I get to relax some more with this new foot spa. Indulge in some Swiss chocolate and listen to my spa-inspired playlist on these new headphones. London Drugs, where checking off fall to-dos feels good. Shop for deals in-store and online at londondrugs.com.
Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
Would you mind waiting until you're home to use your foot spa?
Oh, right.
Callum.
Yes, Michael?
I'm really disappointed in you.
Why? The stores are doing fantastic.
I'm disappointed that you told Fiona about me being in love with Sarah.
Michael, I did not tell Fiona anything about Sarah.
Then how did she find out?
I have no idea.
What did Fiona say to you about me and Sarah?
All I can tell you is that Fiona went to Africa to talk to the people in charge of the diamond mines.
So Fiona knows that De Beers is being sold?
Evidently.
Every jeweler in the world is worried about what's going to happen when the new owners of De Beers take over.
De Beers took control of 90% of the worldwide supply of natural diamonds in 1891.
133 years ago.
My older sister Fiona is making sure everything turns out okay for the people of Canada and for Spence Diamonds.
Has she always been like that? A guardian angel?
I've been watching her do it since the day I was born.
We're lucky to have your older sister.
Everyone is lucky to have my older sister.
Spence.
Wow!
Located in Vancouver and Langley.
Crave is the home of groundbreaking HBO originals.
The world ain't set up for the honest man to succeed.
Including The Penguin, starring Academy Award nominee Colin Farrell.
I'm gonna tear down the empire from the inside out.
Stream now, only on Crave. Subscribe at crave.ca.
Today's best variety. Move 103.5.
Written in these walls are the stories that I can't explain. I leave my heart open, but it stays right here empty for days. She told me in the morning she don't feel the same about us in her bones. Seems to me that when I die, these words will be written on my stone. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. The ground beneath my feet is open wide. The way that I've been holding on too tight, with nothing in between. The story of my life, I take her home. Stays right here in its cage. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. Fire beneath my feet is burning bright. The way that I've been holding on so tight, with nothing in between.
I take her home. I drive all night to keep her warm, and time is frozen. The story of my life, I give her up. I spend her love until she's broken.
Today's best variety, Move 1035. 105.
Music that moves you.
If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. It's all good, baby, cry on mine. Mr. Bossman's on your back. You left your laptop in the taxi cab and you're crying in the park on your break. Your boyfriend can't talk you down. He doesn't understand what you're all about, but you've gotten kind of used to the taste. Don't think twice. You don't gotta be alone with the highs and the lows. It's alright to need somebody. If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come on.
A first-time mom has gone viral on TikTok for sharing a travel hack with her followers. And some people say this is genius. Others say this is gross. The hack is to have her five-month-old baby sleep in the shower when they are on vacation.
When our baby sleeps in our room, he smells us, he sees us, he just knows we're there and he's gonna wake up all the time. So we give him his own room, AKA the bathroom, and usually the bathroom's way too tight to fit a crib and the shower's big enough. So we put the crib in the shower.
So the crib is in the shower and people are like, that's disgusting. It's disgusting. So people were like, either it's genius or it's disgusting.
Well, there's nothing disgusting about it. Like, the baby's not in danger.
No.
It's not gross. You're not putting them in the baby in a gross, filthy spot. I get that it's non-traditional,
yeah,
and most people have never done it, but I don't think it fits the definition of gross.
So some of the comments were about, what about mold?
What hotel are you staying in?
What about mold and then the shower turning on in the middle of the night? Her name is Chloe. Chloe's like, you know, listen, I don't sort of operate in a world of fear-based parenting, and I've never really thought that the shower would just spontaneously turn on in the middle of the night.
Has that ever happened to you ever?
The
when
shower.
You stayed in a hotel where the shower just turns on?
No.
In the middle of the night?
No. But I can see that now that she's put that thought out there, like that if I did have a baby and was going to put the baby in the shower... Yeah. I'd be like, oh my God, what if the shower did turn on in the middle of the night? Do you guys remember what it was like to travel when your kids were really, really young? Like, did you travel and stay in hotels when your kids were months old?
Yeah. I remember we were in Palm Springs one year when my son was still very young and we forgot his sleep sack. He was big into the sleep sacks, loved the sleep sacks, and he needed to have his feet restrained or like in a confined space in order for him to fall asleep. And I don't remember why specifically we had to get this one certain sleep sack, but it was about a 40-minute drive to, you know, a couple of towns over from Palm Springs to get this specific sleep sack just so it would work, so he would get to sleep at night, because the first night or two had just been a disaster. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I know, I get it. Like, if you will do anything to get that baby to sleep while you are on vacation.
Sure.
So he was probably 6-7 months old or something like that when we did that trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aaron, for you?
You know, I couldn't get them to sleep at home. So, we didn't travel a lot when they were babies, to be truthful. But I think that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah. She said she just, you know, like, they leave the bathroom door open a little bit, but it gives the baby the sense of like the own room.
Yeah. And that's what they're used to.
Yeah. And what I didn't know, she said that, you know, because when he's in the room, she's breastfeeding, he's in the room, he smells me, he smells my milk. And I'm like, they do that?
Yeah.
So I literally Google. I'm like, well, they're like little bloodhounds, right? Yeah. And they can. I guess babies, they have like such a great sense of smell and they can smell the milk. Yeah. So it's kind of like, you know, when you're driving past KFC, you can have that smell and you're like, listen, as a vegetarian, even I get that KFC smells great. So for a newborn baby that's a little bit hungry and they smell milk.
Don't miss the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. Move 103.5. Now music on Move.
Slow it down.
I never met you, but I wanted to invite you to the party. And you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody. And they flickered to the future for a moment I could picture. Then you touch me and I come back, and we're talking on the staircase about your big dreams on the big screens out of Georgia. Now you're lonely in this city, lying with me, and you're scared it's moving quickly. Oh, now you're crying, you're in pieces, 'cause the only love you've ever known is Jesus. I can feel it. Oh, I hate it out the reason that you're in your head right now. While your world is spinning out, so slow it down. Take a moment now. We're too young to drown. Deep and dirty waters full of hope to start. Let me pull you out. Let me hold you now. Let me slow it down. Ain't it funny how it changes? How the future rearranges. I get nervous, oh, I'm anxious. Maybe loving you is dangerous. I could lose you like the others. Only girl that's never let me is my mother. Oh, I love her, and I know you probably hate it, but I'm in my head right now. So
according to a recent survey of over 1,000 business leaders in the U.S., 60% of them have already let go of recent college and university graduates this year. So people who graduated just a few months ago and got hired into jobs, 60% of these business leaders said they've already let somebody who fits that profile go from their job. And most of it is because the factors that they cite, work ethic, communication skills, short attention spans, and an insistence on a robust, I love this term, a robust work-life balance.
How dare they?
So in other words, something the rest of us have dreamed of.
Yes.
Somebody's actually prioritizing it, and it's leading at least some, because they're putting such a high priority on it. It's leading some employers to let those people go. These same people are expressing a reluctance in hiring more recent post-secondary graduates because they're afraid that the same characteristics are going to be there with them that there were with the people that they had the bad experience with. Now, it's not 100% rate. It's not like everybody's getting canned. It's not like they've let everybody go who's a recent grad.
Sure.
But 60% have at least let somebody go for those reasons just in the last handful of months.
I have mixed feelings about this in the sense that, you know, like there's a lot about Gen Z where I kind of appreciate how I think they're more forward thinking and advocate for themselves better than I did when I was 22 or 23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, the idea of that, you know what, I do. Listen, I'm not going to give you, why would I work 14 hours a day for no extra pay just because, like, but then there's also part of me that's also like, but you have to pay your dues.
Yeah.
So, because I paid my dues.
Yeah.
So I go back and forth on this one a little bit, but I have a friend of mine. And in her company, she has the best stories because she has a lot of Gen Z. And she said they're constantly spending time doing vibe checks. So they're supposed to be having a meeting about one thing, like a marketing meeting. And the first part of the marketing meeting is like a vibe check where everybody go around the room and everybody checks in with their...
I can only imagine what it would be like to be in a vibe check meeting with Nat.
they spend
share
so
your feelings. How you doing? What do you want to get out?
And she said, and then there's another young woman that works in the company, and like the first part of her day is always recording her outfit of the day videos, which is not part of her job.
Right.
Got it.
She's at work. She uses her work as the background, and.
Maybe if she's in marketing or marketing related, that's showing some marketing skills. She's marketing herself, and look what she's doing for her. She can bring that to your brand and company too.
But it's so wild because like just the being so tone deaf about it. And then in one of the videos that she posted, it was actually, you could see the boss accidentally walk into the shot and look mortified.
What's happening?
I was like, what's going on? And then left, and this woman still posted her outfit of the day because that was the most important thing so she can build her following. So it's just, I find it fascinating. So much of it feels like an SNL skit. Like, you know, it doesn't feel like this is how work goes.
Catch the Nat and Drew Show weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10.
Move 103.5.
What's better than Tim's Rewards Points? Two times the Tim's Rewards Points. Use Scan and Pay on the Tim's app from now until September 30th to earn two times the points. Pay, earn, and redeem all with one scan. Only on the Tim's app. Canada only, limited time only. Terms apply. See app for details.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI, on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell, smartphones just got better.
The explosive drama starring Rob Lowe.
This is the opening act. This city needs you.
Get into a new episode of 911 Lone Star, Monday at 8, 9 Mountain on CTV.
Ready to build some money muscle? At Coast Capital, we're finding ways to help you get paid more. Our new Elevate checking account has the banking features you want. Plus, comes with free access to Coursera's online training that could help advance your career. That's Ash studying negotiation, and Cody's learning the latest in AI. The potential outcome? More income! Switch to Elevate checking today. Plus, for a limited time, new Coast Capital members can get up to $600. Conditions and limitations apply. Come on, team, let's feel the earn!
After a relaxing day of checking off my fall to-do list at London Drugs, I get to relax some more with this new foot spa. Indulge in some Swiss chocolate and listen to my spa-inspired playlist on these new headphones. London Drugs, where checking off fall to-dos feels good. Shop for deals in-store and online at londondrugs.com.
Excuse me. Would you mind waiting until you're home to use your foot spa?
Oh, right.
Experience a five-star all-seasons getaway at Desert Star Estate in BC's Okanagan Valley. You'll love the breathtaking views and exceptional amenities. Celebrate your next family event or host your corporate summit above panoramic views of Okanagan Lake. Enjoy nearby skiing, snowboarding, and world-class cycling and hiking. Unwind with culinary delights at the area's top wineries and restaurants. Book your stay at DesertStarEstate.com.
Plan your Penticton trip now at visitpenticton.com.
Throwback pricing at Sleep Country? Am I dreaming?
No, this is real life.
Wait, aren't you Christine McGee, like Sleep Country founder Christine McGee?
That's me.
I like your mullet.
Oh, I have a mullet.
Yes, and it's glorious.
Celebrate 30 years of great sleep with the kind of deals you dream about, like queen mattresses starting at $449 and a free gift with a $149 minimum purchase. Hurry, ends Sunday, only at Sleep Country. See in store or online for details.
Sleep Country, Canada.
Right now, get 40% off Crave with a 6-month plan. And start streaming the new HBO original, The Penguin, starring Colin Farrell.
It's just the beginning.
Crave is also home to the latest blockbusters, including Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. Plus, it's the only place to stream your favorite shows like Friends.
Loving this.
Get 40% off Crave with a six-month plan. Offer ends September 30th. Terms apply. Learn more at crave.ca/September offer.
De Beers took control of 90% of the worldwide supply of natural diamonds in 1891.
133 years ago.
And now De Beers has been sold. Jewelers worldwide are worried about what's going to happen next.
But our reputation for always paying cash on the spot makes Spence Diamonds a favorite customer of diamond mines and diamond cutting houses all over the world.
That's why we're not worried, and you shouldn't be either.
You have Spence, and Spence has Fiona.
Spence. Wow! Located in Vancouver and Langley.
Attention, Save On Food shoppers. We have an in-store special on potatoes.
Locally sourced potatoes, which, if unsold, will be donated to a local food bank or a farm to feed animals or return to the earth as compost. Because at Save On Foods, we believe that food should be put to its best possible use, not just thrown away.
We're extra passionate about helping our communities because a little extra can mean a lot. Learn more at SaveOnFoods.com.
Save On Foods, giving you extra.
A delicious new deal is at Tim's. $3 for a classic breakfast sandwich when you buy any size hot or iced coffee. You heard that right. Just $3 for a classic breakfast sandwich with Canada's favorite coffee. Terms apply. See app for details.
It's time for Tim's.
Ford employee pricing is on now. It's a great time to get into a new 2024 Ford at Brown Brothers Ford. You pay what Ford employees pay on most new Ford SUVs, EVs, hybrids, F-150s, even Super Duty. Hurry into Brown Brothers Ford today because employee pricing is here, but not for long. Learn more at brownbrosford.com.
Get 20,000 points at Shoppers Drug Mart when you open your PC Optimum app. Shop, scan, and earn. That's a $20 value. On now. Conditions in app.
Move 1035.
The most music in Vancouver.
Woo! Give me that, give me that, give me that.
Let's get back to that music.
Turn it up.
They were pretty smart, but you got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're regular original, know it all.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Yeah.
HQM-FM Vancouver.
An iHeartRadio station.
Home of the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 10. Today's best variety. Move 103.5.